Hi. This is going to be just a quick introduction to my podcast, which hopefully will be the beginning of an amazing series. Well, we'll see. This first episode, just going to touch on some of the things I've been doing in regards to well-being this week, this month, and what I'll be looking at doing next month. So, last month, I bought a grounding mat and also a sun lamp that produces the same lux or the same measure of light as the sun. Working in an office all day, sitting down all day, not ideal. Artificial light, artificial air in a way from air conditioning and heaters. So anything that can get you back, even if it's in a technological way, get you back to nature. I'm happy to give it a go. So I'm glad to say that having used the lamp for half an hour in the mornings and also sleeping on the earthing or the grounding mat, that my energy levels in the evenings have picked up massively. So a bit of a mistake perhaps in changing the two variables there, changed two things. However, the good thing is that my energy levels have definitely increased. There's lots of research, especially on the grounding. If you have a look on Google Scholar, just put in grounding or earthing, or just search for earthing studies or grounding studies, some really impressive things on inflammation, how it's reduced, wound healing, how that's sped up. And it's all to do with the electrons, the negative ions that are abundant on the Earth's surface that we're supposed to have contact with on a daily basis through our skin and our feet. However, because of the shoes we wear and the surfaces that we walk on, we barely touch it anymore. So, interesting. I don't understand the full theory behind it. And negative ions, I've heard of those before from things like Himalayan salt lamps. It sounds like old Tesla type stuff with electromagnetic fields and all stuff that's way above my head. But I got the grounding mat from groundology.co.uk, so check them out. Pretty happy, like I said, with the Utopia desktop lamp as well, which I use at home, not on my desktop in work, because it'll dazzle a few people. But yeah, definitely give them a crack. I would say encourage you to invest in your well-being. If you're feeling tired and aching all the time, definitely give them a crack. If you are feeling tired and aching as well, I would encourage you to have a look at your diet. For myself, giving up dairy made a massive difference, and giving up wheat and sugar. I've dabbled with a ketogenic diet. I found it really difficult the last couple of weeks. So I've kind of caved in. I've been having some oats, some overnight oats after I've been training in the gym at work at dinner time. So I'm having one carb meal a day at the moment. I've just bought myself a Nutribullet, so whether that's going to make it easier to get my calories through high-fat, high-protein foods, I'm not sure, but I'll give it a go. I don't eat much meat and I don't eat dairy, as I've said, so it's a bit tricky. But no excuses. Made the decision to try some oats, and I'm not feeling any worse or anything, so not the end of the world. But I might have a go. I'll give it another go next month. So next month what I'm going to do, I'm looking to improve my short-term memory because it's pretty shocking. I started doing Luminosity. I'm going to give Lion's Mane Mushroom a crack. Going to do Luminosity every day, just some brain training, obviously fish oil, which I take anyway. Carry on with that. Supposed to help your brain function. And I listened to a podcast with Joe Rogan and Pat Barry and Rose, I can't say her surname, sorry, Thug Rose, who's the UFC strawweight champion, I think it is, 115 pounds. And they were talking about wearing a weighted vest all week and then taking it off, and how it feels amazing, how you can train harder and your body feels much lighter. So I fancy giving that one a go, but not wearing a weighted vest would be too awkward. So I'm just going to get some small ankle weights or maybe even wrist weights and wear those. Probably ankle weights because people think I'm weird enough anyway in work. So should be able to hide those under my trousers. So I'll give that a crack and I'll let you know how I get on. But thanks for listening. And hopefully next time I'll have a couple of guests with me. Plan is to do it at my friend's house at the weekend. Perhaps a couple of beers and talk about what we've all been up to. because we've all got different outlooks on things, and it'll be quite interesting, hopefully. So yeah, thanks for listening, and take care.